We've been around for 9 years. We have two goals. One, for our Welfare to Work participants to get on-the-job training, as well as to complete a six-month job training program for them to be able to put the experience on their resumes to assist them and support them in finding full-time and part-time employment. And we are a collaboration of at least 45 other nonprofits where we place our CalWORKS participants at different job sites depending on what their vocational goal may be, whether it's clerical, administrative assistant, janitorial, food preparation, working with adult day health centers, doing assisted living for seniors, and so forth.
About how many clients do you all serve every year?
250 to 300.
What percentage of the clients that you work with are women?
I would say 95%. We have career advisors that are the case managers for each participant, and it's up to that case manager to work closely with each participant and know their skills. And so when we find jobs that come out that may fit their skill levels, we shoot it to them and encourage them to apply. We never force anybody to do something they don't want to do.
If they can't find a job, then what happens?
One of the positive things is that they complete the program. Sometimes some of our participants may need encouragement, and just being able to complete something is empowerment for the women that we serve. If they do not find employment at the end of their 6 months, they are referred back to the Human Service Agency, and from there they either they're referred back here again to try the opportunity, or HSA, the Human Service Agency, works with them to put them possibly into another job training opportunity. I would say last year alone, we were able to assist in placing 93 people in either part-time or permanent employment.
Now the governor has proposed to actually eliminate CalWORKS and all welfare in California. Mm-hmm. How will that impact the women that you work with?
Well, I think it would impact them and their children dramatically. Let's just say, I'll give an example. If you're a single mother and you have one child, you make roughly on cash aid about $584 a month. With our program, we're able to turn their grant into wages at $1,103 an hour. So just working 25 hours a week, every 2 weeks they're able to bring in $551, depending on what their tax deductions may be. So that's almost doubling what they would get if they were just staying on welfare and just getting a check once a month. Not to mention, if you think about all of the families and the children that are from the low economic poverty level communities and people of color communities at that, there could possibly be an uproar. There could be, you know, serious revolts because, you know, people need to live. People need to eat. And, you know, welfare doesn't even pay enough to really survive. If CalWORKS was cut, I think another way how it would impact the participants and the women that we serve is that they would have to find another means to earn money. And that could be possibly selling drugs, maybe prostitution. And we have to look at the violence that may be on the streets and what type of violence would happen more to women that need to take care of themselves and their families.
Can you talk a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in doing this work?
Well, I've been doing this work for about 4 years, and I was born and raised in San Francisco. I'm the oldest out of six children, and my mom was actually on welfare. Back in the day, it was called AFDC, and there was six of us, and we were homeless for a good portion of my young life here in the city. And I think that's what kind of derived me or pushed me to want to work in the field of working with women and children and supporting people, young people, women, to create change for their own lives. And I am actually a single mother myself. And I think that the way my upbringing was is what made me be a better woman and a better mother, and to want to be able to be role models for others to show that you can do it. If you really believe it, you can do it. And I think sometimes people just need that extra support. We are actually using our tax dollars, my tax dollars, to put money aside and into training opportunities for people who may have never worked in their life. And to be able to give somebody an opportunity to learn a job or a skill and or a trade, and to have the opportunity to maybe mess up and be able to get back up and to try it again, that's something that's irreplaceable.
What happens if the clock runs out on them and they still don't have a job?
There is a 60-month limit, a five-year limit, for each CalWORKs or Welfare to Work client. And what happens is the adult is taken off of that grant. But if they do not have a job, the children, their dependents, are still on the or in the welfare system. So instead of them getting a full check of what they were getting 5 years ago, and now 5 years later, they're now maybe missing $150 out of $584. So now they're down to $3-something a month, where they were receiving before $5-something a month.
Do you think that the various groups in California that are organizing to stop this new cut will be successful?
I have strong faith and belief in the governor, believe it or not. I do not believe that anyone could be, I don't want to say heartless, but that could, somebody could stop children from eating or having a place to live and from growing up and thriving and being able to be productive citizens. And I believe that our government will make the decision that will be best for all women and children. That's what my gut and my hope is.
Have the clients that you work with been talking about this threat to their livelihood?
Actually, no. As you know, there's a lot of different threats that are thrown out there all the time. And sometimes I think that our participants may not know how serious it may be.
Anna Kelleher, Director, Manager of the Community Jobs Program at Goodwill Industries, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.